This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Earlier today, we got the latest survey of business conditions from the National Association for Business Economics. All around, it was pretty good. Very few businesses are expecting a recession in the next year. Profit margins and sales are up. Julia Coronado is here to talk about it. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at UT Austin and a former NAB president. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So more businesses reported positive profit margins than negative margins, and that's the first time that's happened since April of 2022.
That is an important development. You see businesses starting the year with a bit more optimism about their prospects, which could, again, be a self-reinforcing dynamic that keeps the economy on track.
91% of businesses that responded to the survey say a recession is unlikely in the next 12 months. That's up quite a bit from 3 months ago. Is that just solidifying the idea that recession is just not on its way?
Well, it definitely indicates that businesses don't think one is imminent. And if they're not seeing an imminent weakening in their sales or profits, then they're less likely to lay off workers or pull back on investments.
72% of businesses that responded said they are passing all or some of their cost increases to customers. That's a little weird because from a lot of corners of the economy, we're hearing cost increases are not, they're not as bad.
That's right. Inflation has been slowing very rapidly, and other surveys indicate that companies don't have the pricing power they had, for example, during the pandemic when they could pass every price increase along. The supply chain costs and input cost pressures that we saw over the prior few years have eased considerably. That's part of the story of the lower inflation.
Julia Coronado, president of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.